It's another week and time for another episode of the Blues Adventure with Java Show. Occasionally, on some of my shows, there is some sort of continuity from one song to the next. Not so much this week. Just bouncing around and playing some blues that strikes me as interesting, and a number of long ones. First up, Albert King and who he called that skinny kid, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Then a musician's musician and master of the slide guitar, with flashy clothes and antics that may have inspired Jimi Hendrix, Earl Hooker. Then we got some Elmore James, Robert Cray, then a bass player I love, who was formerly with Otis Rush and Buddy Guy, but for the last decade has been with John Mayall, Greg Arzak. The selection I found is a mostly bass solo that I think you'll like. A preview of a guy coming to Vashon, Nick Vigorino, Albert Collins, B.B. King and Rolling Stones, and ending the show, Alvin Lee and 10 Years After. I hope you'll stick around. Can't go wrong with a long version of a song with Albert King and his sidekick, Stevie Ray Vaughan. This is Overall Junction from Albert King's In Session album, which was first recorded in 1983 for a TV show. The song, written by King, was first released on a 45. How many people still knows what those are? Anyway, in 1966, Overall Junction. Thank you. Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Overall Junction. Next up, Earl Hooker, known as a musician's musician, having played with Sonny Boy Williams II, Junior Wells, John Lee Hooker, and his own bands. B.B. King was to have said that Earl was, "To me, he is the best of modern guitarists, period. With the slide guitar, he was the best." Long before Jimmy made it big, Earl was a showman, flashy clothes, picking the guitar with his teeth, behind his neck, and used every sort of electronic gadgetry in his performances. Sounds kind of familiar today. This is Earl Hooker and Two Bugs and a Roach, which he recorded in 1968.
Hey, Earl Hooker!
Yeah, man.
Where you been so long, man?
Oh, man, I've been out there in 1919 West Taylor.
What you been doing out there, man?
Oh, man, I was out there messing around with Rand and Dr. Newhow, man. I had to get rid of them two bugs and that roach I had.
How you do that?
Oh, man, I hit it something like this, Jack.
You getting down, brother?
I had to get down or get out of there or something.
That's what you call soul music.
That's right, baby. And that bug is soul, too.
But let me see you get a little funky with it now.
Okay, baby. This is where I got rid of that bug. Man.
I'm into it.
You guys don't know what kind of bug that was.
What do you mean, what kind of bug? That's soul bug, that brother.
Yeah, he'll take your soul, too.
You better believe it if you're not in damn shape.
That's right. Get rid of this bug now, baby.
Boy, I sure hate to see you cut it loose.
Yeah, but I got to cut it loose, baby.
Man, that's soul.
Yeah, you almost got my soul, too, Jack.
You ever heard Dave Robinson's soul music?
Yeah.
Well, that's soul, not soul now.
I hear you, baby.
It might get you down, but it's soul never get you well.
Yeah, baby. That bug, baby. That's where you kill that bug. You know what kind of bug that was, man?
What kind of bug was it?
That's that thing they call a TB bug.
Boy,
he was a monster.
Another kind of bug, you should not be in it at all.
That's right, baby. I think we got rid of him, though. Ow! Kill that bug.
Two Bugs and a Roach by Earl Hooker. The other voice of this song was Andrew Odom, nicknamed Big Voice, who did many backing vocals and had three albums of his own. And this is The Blues Adventure with Java Show on The Voice of Vashon, Thursday evenings at 9, or stream it anytime you like from our website or app. Thank you very much for listening. How about a long set with more music, less talk? Okay, coming right up. First, Elmer James and Pickin' the Blues from a 45 single released in 1965. That will be followed with Robert Cray and Smoking Gun from his 2010 Cookin' in Mobile album.
it's not an even sum. And I know just what it can do with that well known smoke and gun. We'll be right back.
you very much.
Elmore James with Picking the Blues, and then Robert Cray with Smoking Gun. And this is the Blues Adventure Show with your host Java on KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. Thanks for making us and my show a part of your day. One of my favorite bass players is Greg Arzab. Bass players most often perform in almost obscurity, but John Mayall likes to give Greg some room, often in a long improvisation set based loosely around his Room to Move song. See how I did that? Anyway, this is a recording of a portion of a performance of that song from 2018, when John had let his guitarist go and was just touring with Jay Davenport on drums, John keyboards, harmonica, and vocals, and Greg on bass. Give it a listen.
Thank you.
I'm not really sure that was the blues or jazz or something completely different, but that was Greg Arzab on bass with John Mayall's band. The audio doesn't really do justice to his stage presence and the way that Greg and John play off of each other. I listened to this bit many times, and every time a bit different. Next up, and depending on when you're listening to this show, Northwest Transplant, Nick Vigorino, who is coming to Vashon to the first, I hope annual, Blues and Brews show, headlined by Coco Montoya. So next is a live performance by Nick, quite a while ago, called Backwards Blues. Not the best audio, but use your imagination. Nice slide on this one.
Don't lie. feeling I don't wanna die. This old boy really die.
Nick Vagarino. If you didn't catch him on the island or want more, he seems to be performing all over the Northwest regularly. Check him out. And thanks for checking out my show, The Blues Adventure with Java, on your community radio station, The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. Thanks for making us part of your day. Let's spend a little time with a master of the blues, Albert Collins. I like what one person said about this performance. This guy knows what time is and how to play with it, for sure. This is a live performance from 1990 of his If Trouble Was Money, which he first released in 1983.
I'm Trouble with money, baby. I swear I'll be a millionaire. Yeah. If dollar bills was worried, I'd buy the whole world and have money to spend. Yeah. Worry, 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 woman. I had worries all my life. Yeah. I said, worry. Worry, 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 baby. I've had worries all my life, yeah. You know times is hard. I swear, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. Thank you.
said, son, it's gonna be days like this. She said, I always want you to be a winner. She said, son, I don't want you to quit.
Master bluesman Albert Collins in his prime, and If Trouble Was Money, nice sax solo in there too. A couple more blues masters. Here's B.B. King and the Rolling Stones and Paying the Cost to Be the Boss. And this is from his 1997 Deuces Wild album.
You don't want to listen when I'm talking to you. You think you ought to do, baby, anything you want to do. You must be crazy, baby. You just gotta be out of your mind. As long as I'm paying the bill, woman, I'm paying the cost to be the boss. I'll drink if I wanna and play a little poker too. Don't you say nothing to me, as long as I'm taking care of you. As long as I'm working, baby, and paying all the bills, I don't want no mouth from you about the way I'm supposed to live. You must be crazy, woman. Just gotta be out of your mind. As long as I'm putting the bills and paying the cost to be the boss. Me, you act like you ashamed. You don't act like my woman. You just using my name. I tell you, I'm gonna handle all the money, and I don't want no back talk. Cause if you don't like the way I'm doing, just pick up your things and walk. You gotta be crazy, baby. Oh, you must be out of your mind. As long as I'm paying the bill, I'm paying the cost to be the boss.
And that was B.B. King and the Rolling Stones, although I didn't really hear much of Rolling Stones. And that was Paying the Cost to Be the Boss, a song written by B.B. and that he first put out in 1968 as a single. This release is one of the many blues songs that was released in a country in Europe. This one was put out in France. Somehow it just seems odd. I'm Java, and your host on my little labor of love radio show, Blues Adventure with Java. Thanks for listening on the Voice of Vashon over the air or stream anytime from the website or app. Thank you. Proof that there is life and music after a hit performance to stardom at Woodstock is Alvin Lee. Alvin continued to record over 20 albums and performed almost up to his death in 2013. To finish up today's episode of the Blues Adventure with Java show, here is Every Blues You've Ever Heard, which is off of the Pure Blues album, released with 10 Years After in 1995. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great day.
Since you told me that you love me so, I could never, ever let you go. I found my love at last. I have never thought that a kiss could do what it did to me when I kissed you.
Is the way I feel in every